Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Yes, so we're talking about ASADA right now, and of course ASADA is all over the Essendon AFL Football Club, but it's also very close to us here. Over a year ago now, the darkest day in Australian sport, in inverted commas. Well, Maddie, you've got a little bit of mail that that all Cronulla and NRL fans would like to listen to, that we might have some type of decisions, and it's going to happen next week.
Yeah, look, Gus, we've heard this before, but I'm hearing that next week there'll be infraction notices handed out. Now, I'm hearing there could be as many as 17. However, only a few of those are still playing in the NRL. So they're scattered maybe in the UK Super League, probably some are retired and whatnot. Now, I've heard that it's going to be guilty of unwittingly taking a banned substance.
Okay.
Now, and what I'm hearing on top of that, they're going to take into account. Also on top of that, how long and drawn out process this has been, and the toll it has taken on individuals. So all those things considered, I hear there's going to be a 6-month suspension.
Okay.
Of which only a month will be served in season. So what could happen, infraction notices could be handed out. Let's say, for instance, if they are handed out next week, then the suspension could start the day the season ends, which means that there's only a month to once the season starts again next year. They've only got a month to serve. That's what I'm hearing at the moment.
This should be called Gone with the Wind. It's gone that long. It's just unbelievably painstaking.
Could you, let's say the Sharks get some of the players who are playing right now for the Sharks get the notice next week? Could they start their ban, miss these last two matches, which means nothing?
Yeah,
because they're going to finish last or second last.
Don't know, Gus.
What about individuals? Are non-playing? Do we know anything about
firstly,
them?
Firstly, I'm not sure on why it starts once the season ends, or whether it does start the moment the hand's out. They have to stand down. I mean, for the Sharks, the best result would be it handed out next week and they say, here's a 6-month ban, and it starts away, because all of a sudden when the season starts next year, they're away and running. But really importantly is I'm hearing it's going to be guilty of unwittingly taking a banned substance. Now, what does that mean for the people who knew what was going on? Well, I'm hearing that there's going to be life bans for people outside the playing ranks who they believe administered this sort of stuff.